thing we have to do is thank the members of the Board of Equalization. So if you'll raise your right hands for me, please. We, the members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, do solemnly swear that we will discharge our duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of your ability, so help you God. This goes into the BOE book for summer BOE. It's a separate book and a separate process. Everybody has a laptop. We're going to go paperless this time. Does anybody need assistance on showing them how to use the laptop? Just let us know. Can we do some check to get into the start?
Just hit my computer and it'll bring up the...
All right. We'll call this session to order here, summer BOE. I kind of wrote a little check sheet here, Cindy, so I know that you're going to be sitting through, and so is Bob. But just going to let all the board members kind of know how we're going to do it so we can be consistent with everybody else. Cindy or the clerk's department will give a overview of all the case that's going to be heard. Is that normally you'll tell us what's coming up?
Okay, well, I've given you actually, Jim, the schedule, so you can just
take it from there.
With it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll start here then with the first case, which is the 10 o'clock. Does everyone have the 10 o'clock one up?
Naomi Store,
are they here? Come on up to the microphone. Hello.
Well, I was here before, and I'm here again. But I was told before that they thought I had the money to go ahead and put out close to $100,000 to have my house repaired.
Okay.
But I don't have that kind of money because I put all my money down on the house.
Okay.
So I don't have it. I paid $5,000 out to an attorney for arbitration. We went to mediation first. I've already paid $5,000 out to the attorney.
Okay.
And he said for arbitration it would cost me $10,000. I don't have $10,000 to give him for arbitration.
Okay.
$1,800 I would have to pay for the fees, but it would cost me $10,000 for the attorney.
Okay.
I don't have that kind of money. All the houses around me, there's one, two, three, or four houses around me,
uh-huh,
have been empty for close to a year or more.
Okay.
And none of them have sold.
Okay.
And they're not in the condition mine's in. Because mine has still got more cracks in it. There is some cracks in the walls.
So let me ask you a question. You purchased the house for $305,000.
That's correct.
And we show it's being valued at $284,000.
But I had it reappraised, and
okay,
I gave you the copy of it,
okay,
and it was for $200,000 because this house is too big for a cement foundation to begin with.
Okay.
So I was informed, and also all the plumbing is in that cement.
Oh,
and if for anybody to do any plumbing, they've got to go down and go into the cement.
Okay.
And the house... I've already put out, because he did not have any good for the ceiling,
mm-hmm,
I had to take and bring in extra wood. I had to have a contractor come in and put extra wood to hold up the roof.
Okay.
Then I put out $1,200 to seal the roof because they hadn't sealed it.
Okay.
So I have put out money myself on it, what I could afford.
So,
I've done it because I couldn't have the roof falling in because they said the snow would hit it, would go.
Okay. Let me ask you one quick question, then the board's going to may have some questions for you. What do you believe the house should be valued at?
Well, the one across the street is just as big, if not bigger than mine,
okay,
and it's going for $200,000, and it's been up for sale for a year now and has not sold.
Okay.
That's a listing for $200,000?
Yes.
And it's not sold.
And it has not sold.
Was it listed a year ago or a year and a half ago?
It was listed, no. It was listed just about, I would say, close to seven months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
This evaluation has to be as of January 1st of
2009. Of 2009, yeah, that's what
okay
I asked.
So what's happened the last year or something?
Well, he didn't. The The builder has not done a thing to the house. The builder refuses to do anything to the house, and he is refusing to do anything.
Have you filed a lawsuit against the...
That's what I said. I paid $5,000 to an attorney. But this attorney is telling me he wants $10,000 more. I cannot keep on paying an attorney this kind of money.
Your arbitration then was against the builder or against the realtor that sold it or who? Or against the builder, I guess?
Yes, it was against the builder.
Okay.
The builder knew. There had been cracks in the floor before I bought it, but I didn't know that until after I bought it.
So when you paid the $305,000, you thought you were buying a merchantable house?
That's correct. Okay. I thought I was buying a good house, a well-built house.
Okay. But the houses that don't have the problems next door, they've been trying to sell those for $200,000, and they haven't been moving. Is that
That's
what?
Correct. It has not sold. Okay. And then there's a house in back of us that's selling for $350,000,
right.
$359,000, and it's not sold.
Any more information? Because I'm going to let the assessor talk to us real fast here.
I have one more thing to point out that you didn't point out.
Go ahead, sir.
You said it was appraised at $284,000 by the assessor. The State Tax Commission decision in 2008 said $264,000. Evidently, it must have gone up 20 in the assessor's
in the land value
estimation.
Well, actually, for the structure itself, it is valued at $234,000. The land is appraised at $50,000.
And I'm just letting you know that it's included in the packet. The State Tax Commission said $264,000 in 2008. And did she have an appraisal, did she say?
There's
two appraisals. There's appraisal. One at $205,000 and one at $207,000.
Well, I have the one for two.
We have all that right here, ma'am.
The appraisal I had, and I had him come in last time. I even had the appraiser come with me.
Okay. James, go ahead.
Well, the only thing, it has been ongoing appeal on whether the structure could be refurbished in its current condition. And I was with the understanding that Mrs. Stroll was not going to even try to live in the house, but now I'm understanding that she is. I have a house right beside the house that sold in 2009, March of 2009, for $256,500. And so the neighborhood itself, I just want to look at here. I'll provide this information if you need it. Base area on that house
is 2,800 square feet.
Yeah, this house that sold was 1,801. Yeah. And it sold in March. Do you know which house that was? It sold in March.
Yes, I do, because I know the builder was a very one of the best builders in Branson that built that house, and did not have a cement foundation, and it has a good foundation, and it has a big, huge porch in the back, or one of those, what you call a deck, a huge deck in the back, and it has done all the landscaping has been all done in the back with trees and all kinds of walkways and things like that. He's put a lot of money into that house,
okay,
as well as having the driveway redone and a lot of things redone on the house, but before he sold it. But now it's sold.
Thank you.
But the prices of everything's gone down.
Okay. On that house, when it was compared in a ratio study to the assessor's value, we were at 0.98% good on it.
Okay.
So.
What about the appraisals that were submitted?
The appraisals are fine that were submitted, but it was taken into consideration a repair bill of like $80,000.
It was $85,000 something.
To repair the building.
That's right. And he's gone up since then. Believe me.
We, as the assessor's office, can't see those type of things.
Right.
I can't put $85,000 after paying that much for a house. And I felt the builder should have came back and done some of the work and corrected the work that wasn't done correct.
So am I understanding the appraisal right, that it was appraised at $200,000, and then with the understanding that you're going to put the extra $85,000 in there.
What I see in the appraisal is on each comp you made a $100,000 downward adjustment for the condition of the property, which had to do with his assessment of physical deterioration requiring repairs or functional obsolescence requiring.
Okay.
Well, I would I mean, it's a drastic price per square foot difference between this and other houses on the comparable neighborhood, but I can understand that the adjustment was based on that. But yeah. one of the appraisals I saw was 205 and one was 207 here. I think I read it.
One appraisal here. I think one of those is an engineering report.
Correct.
But
what do you, James, are you making any recommendations? Are you satisfied with where the number is?
I always question $85,000 to repair a $300,000 home.
Well, it's that badly done.
Based on the information that was provided this BOE, the photo of one bathroom that had some tile missing and then a roof that had a leak in it. I've always questioned that. I don't question, there may be others, but you'd have, I think the question was posed to this BOE, would you not have to remove the carpet to find all these cracks in the
floor? I have removed the carpet. In fact, the builder came in with muddy feet and pulled up the carpet, and there was all the cracks. But he didn't repair them, and he didn't do anything about them. He said for me to call my insurance company, and this was not from, and my... Okay. But it was from the I had the cement builder come in and check those cracks, and it was done by the builder. It was done because the cement was not done correctly.
Okay.
And the wood, and he said the dirt had not been put down beneath the cement solid enough to hold the cement. That it was done very fast, and whoever put that in was being very cheap. He built this house as cheap as he could,
right,
and then sold it as high as he could.
Okay.
Based upon the appraisal, which is about the best thing we have to go on, I'd like to make a recommendation that we set the value of the home at $205,000.
So we have a motion on the floor for $205,000 for the BOE number ending in 001 by Dave.
But I would like to ask, this appraisal was done in 2008.
Yes.
What improvements have you done to it since?
I've had the roof fixed, like he said, and I've also had to have that upstairs in where it was causing was nothing to hold the roof up. I had to have him come in, and that was $1,000, and it was $1,200 for the roof to have it resealed because they hadn't sealed it. That's
okay,
why.
Okay,
so
I withdraw my motion.
Motion's withdrawn. Okay.
Sir, may I say something?
You come up right here, sir. You bet. We're just to let you know, it's not formality. We record everything and broadcast. That way we can keep an audio recorder of everything.
This is Mr. Paulson, John Paulson.
Hello, sir.
Well, the thing about it is I go over there quite often. We wrote up this afternoon. And I've been in construction in my lifetime. And she doesn't have any wooden floors down. All she got to these 12 by 12 tiles. And they're popping up all over the place. You walk around and it slipped under your feet. And some of them come up and they crack all over the place. It just it looks good from the outside, but you walk inside, so everything is falling apart. That was just my opinion.
Appreciate
the
that.
There's
Thank
still
you.
Walls that are coming off too. I have to have the walls fixed
okay.
now.
All right. Anything else so we can we need to talk about the case? Is there anything else you want to? Do you have a question?
I have a question for her at some point.
Okay, go ahead and ask the question. Go ahead.
If the house were in the condition that you thought it was in when you bought it. I mean, if it did not have these physical defects, what do you think the market value of the property would have been at the beginning of 2009? You paid $305,000 in 2006. How do you think the value would have changed between the time you bought it and the time of the valuation date of January 1 of 2009?
Well, I think that it would have been...
Assuming it's fixed.
Yeah.
If it had been
in great shape and he had done the building correct, I would have felt it was worth the $300,000. And I would have been happy with it. But I could not go with this because of all the problems we've had. We had water right going into the bathroom, into the bedrooms.
Okay. Hold on. We're using that as a benchmark. The market value of the property is going to be its value fixed minus the... impact on the value due to the physical problems. One measure of the impact on value would be the cost to repair those physical problems. You have an estimate of $85,000. There would be an entrepreneurial
factor to
that.
Gone up.
And your appraiser says the impact on the value is $100,000. That's how he came up with his $205,000 value in 2008, I believe. I question whether the impact is measured by the cost to cure. It seems like the house is still habitable, but it's not as useful. And I'm going to question that probably the economic life of the house is probably shortened.
Yes,
when
sir.
The house gets to be old, you're not going to want to... The house will be torn down way before anything else in the neighborhood gets torn down 20 or 30 years from now. So if you... So it's your contention then that the impact on the value relative to its value repaired is measured by the cost to repair?
Well, not just that. It's the impact is the fact that he had done this big house on a cement foundation.
We're not talking about your relationship with your builder. If you were to go sell the house, if you were to go to try to sell the house on January 1, 2009, what would it be worth?
I probably would have been lucky to get $200,000 for
okay.
it. I would be lucky because anybody see all those cracks, see all that's going on with that house, they would walk away. I would have walked away.
So is your contention, the market value on January 1, 2009 was $205,000?
I would have tried to get $200,000.
Okay.
Tried.
All right. Thank you.
So you're not saying it's further adversely affected by market conditions or any of that kind of stuff? Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We only allow 15 minutes per case, so
okay.
We got to stay on it.
Okay.
And I was told if I went to mediation that the builder already is... said he would file bankruptcy.
Okay.
And that's George Cam.
Okay.
I want that in there.
Okay, one more thing. Board members, do you have any questions for the applicant?
No.
All right, so what the process is, and we're going to make decisions either now or at the end of the day on all cases, and you'll be notified by mail from the clerk's office. So
okay.
we'll at the end of the day, we'll have a time to vote on all these cases.
I'm sorry, I was friend. I'm sorry. You said
yeah, wait, one
more
question.
Quick question. How much have you spent since 2008, since the appraisal, on getting repairs done on the roof?
I feel I spent about $2,500, about $3,000, but I had to pay $5,000 to an attorney, too, to try to get this done.
The $5,000 to the attorney doesn't affect the market value of the house.
No.
So the house needs $85,000 in repair, but you've repaired everything that it's livable now for only $2,500.
No. The only thing I've repaired is the roof and the thing to hold the roof up. I have not repaired any of the floors. The rugs are completely ruined from the water going into them.
Okay.
The cement, the tiles throughout the house is completely cracked.
You've not repaired any of the underlying structural problems.
No, I cannot afford to.
Okay.
Right. I can't afford it.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, we're going to be moving on to 6002, which is Murphy. Is there someone here for that? If you would come to the microphone. And give us a moment while we pull up that file. Thank you, sir. All right. You must be Neil.
I'm sorry?
Are you Neil?
Correct.
Okay. You guys ever have the file up? Yes?
Trying to.
All right.
Would you guys be offended if I brought my own computer for this?
No, not at all.
You need to just go back to the my computer and we'll have it there. Or you can go to.
We all have it?
It won't be.
Chuck, you have it?
It's coming.
Okay.
I've got it up here. I'm all right.
They won't have it up there.
They're not even there.
That's just the.
I can bring it up if you want to.
215.
Number two.
It won't come up. I mean, I'm trying to get rid of it.
It's also on the screen, too. One second here.
There's their old slow. Yeah.
That's right. It's. All right. All right, so as we start here, Mr. Murphy, I just wanted to point out, you purchased the house at $215,000. I believe you say the market value is $175,000, and it's appraised at $215,000. If you would, just go ahead and have the floor.
Okay. Well, there's some comparable sales.
Okay.
Two.
in the packet of information?
Correct.
Okay. Let me scroll down there.
I think one was sold for, if I remember correctly,
$142,000,
which was a bank foreclosure from about a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Okay.
Another was $173,000, I believe. I'm kind of going from
We have both in the file here.
Okay.
So you got 140.
But the
when
this
were
one
the
says
sales?
It sold in May of 2010.
The 173,500 was sold
May of
2010.
Okay.
And the other one for 142 was sold January 30th of 2010.
Those aren't really relevant to January 109.
Well, so you go backwards from there, but 142,500, how big it, how, well, let's see, one was.
And so just to let you know, sir, is that we're our job is to assess or to review everything based off January 1st, 2009.
Your taxes are based on the market
value
of the odd year.
Right, 2009 is the valuation is what we're setting, is the odd year.
So, trying to find.
Because we have a two-year cycle.
How does your house differ from these two houses that have sold?
It doesn't. They're all the same.
They're identical or they're just very similar?
Well, they call them villas, but it's really duplexes. Villas is
nice. Oh, so they are, so they're a tract house sort of thing. They are identical.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in Branson Creek.
Branson Creek area, right.
The Fieldstone.
They're all the same. They're basically the same.
Okay. The one that sold in May of 2010, $173,500, you say that sold as a foreclosure?
No.
The 143.
The 143 sold as a foreclosure.
The 173 was full price. Well,
that was
asking price. It wasn't a foreclosure, I should say.
It was not a foreclosure. Okay. The 143 sold from the bank to an end user, or is that what the bank paid at foreclosure?
No, that's what the bank sold it for.
That's what the bank sold it for, subsequent to foreclosing. Okay.
Well, I can't say subsequent to foreclosure.
I mean,
the bank owned it and they sold it.
Subsequent to foreclosure or deed in lieu. It was Bank REO that they sold.
Bank sold it.
Correct.
The bank sold
it. I mean, that's my understanding.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Board members, any questions? Or we're going to have James talk.
All right, so let me, just to be clear, you're saying the market value of this property is $175,000?
That's correct.
All right, you're saying that's the current market value of it?
That's what he's saying the value is right now.
Well, that's what you're saying the value is right now. In your opinion, or what evidence do you have as to how the value as of January 1, 2009, 18 months ago, differed from what you're contending its value is now?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
James, go ahead.
I have varying sales from March 2008 through November of 2008, and there's no, the November 2008 was for 230. I have 249, 214, 215, 214, 215, 224, 224, all late in 08.
Okay.
I do have on record the 173.5 as being in June of 2010. I do have a huge discrepancy on what the real estate market is putting on these as square footages. It says 1,200 to 1,399 on both sales that appears in the multi-listing.
Yeah, I like that.
And on ours, the base area on those condos is 1,627 square feet.
So you
calculate it differently than what the developer is promoting it. But the important thing is that if they're all a standard product, they all have the same square footage, regardless of...
That's what I'm trying to...
Yeah.
I don't believe they're all exactly the same square footage.
I could clarify that just for your general information, trying to be honest here. Some of these have lofts, and some don't. And so the loft adds to
does
the square footage.
Does yours have a loft?
I'm sorry?
Does yours have a loft?
It does.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. James, anything
else?
Do you know
whether these two that sold have lofts?
I don't.
Okay. James, do you know whether the ones that you're citing have lofts?
They're not listed on here.
So you don't have that information?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
Now, there's some current, if this is any relevancy, there's some current listings on villa duplexes
right
in there.
Right,
yeah.
The asking price is $199,000. There's a $5,000 buyer
spiff.
Payoff,
incentive, yeah,
whatever
right
you want to call it, when it's closed. So basically the asking price is $194,000, and I'd be willing to bet they'd take
$175,000. Okay.
That's
okay.
My well, personal opinion.
All right. Any other questions for the applicant? Any more questions for James? Okay. Sir, that's what we're going to do is we'll evaluate at the end of the day here, make a decision, and then you'll be notified in the mail what we're going to do.
Okay.
All righty?
And that's like a week from now, I'll know.
The decision will be this week, and then you guys mail out.
Immediately, we'll mail them out.
So okay. We'll mail it out. Probably, you'll probably have an answer probably next week sometime, yes, sir.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you for coming
your
in.
Time.
All right. The next one coming up is going to be 005 and 006. If you want.
Jim, on those where I've written a phone number off to the side, that means they're phone conferences. So
gotcha.
You have to call them.
So it's the same phone number representing both property owners. Okay. So let me get those up then.
Would you like me to make the call or do you want to do
it?
Oh,
I can do it.
Okay.
Not a deal.
Oh, we do it on this thing?
Yeah,
oh,
that's what cool. We do here. Just remind everyone, your speaker, pull that microphone closer, but no, the other one. Put it right between you two. No, the other, pull this cord here. This cord here.
This cord.
Put it between
oh,
you and Chuck.
Oh, that's me. Oh, that one.
Put
okay.
It between you and
I
Chuck.
See.
There you go.
All right.
That's between Dave and there.
Is this like a little mute button or something?
That's a mute button also.
But it doesn't mute the others.
I'm going to ask you that. Thank you. All right. We have just about 3 minutes here for you guys to look up, pull up the files and look at them before we call. We'll be talking about TCK first. Now, Bob, help me out while we've got a little dead time here. It's up to the applicant to prove that with the documentation, not us to ask the questions of what.
Right. There's no presumption that the assessor is correct. However, you need to hear the evidence and it needs to be proven to you.
So if they don't have evidence, that's basically...
If they don't have evidence, they don't have a case.
Okay, gotcha. So it's their job to provide the evidence.
This is a theater. Which theater is this?
Oh, it is that one.
Okay. Cool.
Well, this is very difficult finding stuff on here, but looking at the very
thank you, Joey.
Top part, it on his appeal, I mean, I don't understand. He's saying that he purchased it for $1,225,000 and has put $500,000 more into it. Is that what I'm reading?
Mm-hmm. And it's assessed at appraised at $1,092,000.
So it's a, I mean,
and what's the? I'm trying to find where he says what. He's just saying I'm requesting lower.
He purchased it in 1989
for $1,002,000 and put $500,000 in it, and we're valuing it at $1,000,000, which would be $750,000 less than he's got in it.
He can't sell it. He's tried for 4 years. We need to ask him what he's trying to sell it for.
Actually, is that relevant?
Yeah, if he can't sell it for $1,000,000, it's worth something less than $1,000,000, we would think. But I think
it's not, no, not necessarily.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. You've got a specialized.
I think he's had it listed for like $3 or $4 million.
Well, no wonder he hadn't sold it.
Well, I guess we can ask that question here. Is this James? Why we got like 2 minutes here? Was this property recently remodeled? Is that what is why he spent $500,000 on it? Isn't this where the Legends just rebuilt? I mean, is it the Osmond Theater now?
Yeah, and they remodeled.
Or Clay Cooper Theater? No, it's Clay Cooper Theater.
When they remodel it, they usually when somebody new comes in,
this
they
is,
do redo.
No,
the front
this
of it and
is
all that.
This is not Clay Cooper. This is the one over across from the Little Regions Bank across from the old Western Sizzling.
Okay, go back. Could you pull that picture up again, the front picture of it?
Yeah. See, there's the old Western Sizzling that's now the toy thing.
Is it maybe the Christie Lane Theater, one of his financial...
Is it old Bart Rocket?
It used to be Christie Lane. It had Legends for a while. That motel just adjacent to the southeast of it's been torn down. That's the Fiddler's Inn.
Christie, you had a picture of the front.
Is that the Starlight?
Yeah, it used to be the Starlight. There's been two or three Starlights around town, but that's the one next to Flash Pro. Chisai.
Basically.
Oh, Chisai was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's an old picture, right? Because didn't Bart Rocket own that theater for a while?
He was in it. I don't know that he owned it.
Okay. Now at least know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, we got 1 minute here. Pull up the other property so you know what we're talking about on the other property also, which is the 006.
Does he have two?
We're going to be talking about two properties in the next, we have 15 minutes per property.
Well, it's 15 minutes for the two of them together.
Okay, so we have about 7 minutes on both of them here.
Green Mountain Track, is this the same guy, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same?
Lee Stoller. It sound like they were pretty much connected. I don't know what the situation is exactly.
Well, that may be another piece of land that was originally in some other ownership that he's got accounted as a separate parcel, but he may be thinking...
He bought it for $50,000.
In 1990, so within a year of the other purchase.
Okay.
And we've got it on at 362.
Well, wait, it's that piece of land?
That land right there. He bought it for 50. It's assessed at, appraised at
3.5 acres.
It's appraised at 362.
Well, I know of a comp just south of there.
Well, James will probably have all that information too.
I don't know that he'll have that comp.
No, I may not have it because they've been trying to hide that area from me.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make the phone call. Give me a few minutes to explain what's going on, and then we will. Did so well until that last number. Come on. 1-615-262.
Did you dial the 9?
You have to dial the...
I did. Okay. Well, try it again.
Oh, that's what this is.
That's plain Latin.
Hello. Good. 1 minute, please. Okay, so let me jump and get another call in there, please. Okay, I'll send an email with all the information on it, and I'm just requesting putting up whatever I find. That's fair enough. Yeah. And
Hi, Lee. This is Jim Strophis calling from Taney County, Missouri. We are at the Summer Board of Equalization, and we have you on speakerphone in front of the board.
Okay.
We have you scheduled the conference at 10:30 to talk about two properties that you've appealed on the appraised or the assessed value.
Right, yes.
We have the packet of information you've submitted. The first property we want to talk about is TCK. And so what the process is that we'll hear the evidence you have, we'll have the assessor make some comments, and then what we'll do is at the end of the day, the board will vote on this case, and you'll be notified in mail what the decision is. All right?
Yeah, TCK actually owns the property there at 3600 Highway 76 West, which initially was the Christie Lane Theater. We've had it now for 21 years.
All right.
And as you know, Ransom has taken one heck of a hit in the last few years. the properties have really hit the rock bottom. In fact, they've been trying to sell it for the past 3 years.
Well, what have you listed it for?
Well, initially we started out at three and a half million.
Okay.
Then we came all the way down to 2 million.
Okay.
Then it finally even came down to the one party, hey, just take over payments, 1.6 million.
Okay.
Is this?
The bottom line is we just couldn't get anybody in that course of 3 years that could come up with anything. And since then, we had to do a lease, and the lease, we're basically back in the leasing. He's coming in there with empty pockets. Then we had to stick in to the property just to bring everything up to code and so forth. Round figures of a strong 300,000. Over the past year, we have lost round figures a strong 700,000.
Okay.
The last tenant we had in there, is the big Kim for non-payment of rent. And that was back in 2008. And that's the story on that particular piece of property.
Okay, before we change properties, before you, is there any other questions from the board for this person? Go ahead, Kelly.
I was just going to ask, you say you've tried to sell it. These two properties are adjacent. Were you trying to sell both properties together, the theater and the other site, or is that just the theater?
Well, it started out just the theater, but there at the end, we threw all the pieces in together and still didn't get any.
Okay.
And the other two pieces, you know, are actually tracked out by those two individual pieces. And that's under the Green Mountain.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to have the assessor kind of give us his perspective on how he came up to the price that has been assessed at. Go ahead, James. Can you take that a little closer to him so he can this thing? He needs to be able to hear that.
Can you hear it now? That's so weird.
Hand that to him. So. Okay, go ahead.
Basically, I've got the land values along that area all the same, and that's just a calculation of how many acreages you have. After reading your letters and taking everything into consideration, even with your loss showing in your income and everything that's applied to the property, we're still just at I'm just using a round number, at $1.4 million valuation on the property. And I don't see, like I say, if you take, you've lost $600,000 and taking away the vacant lands and you add it back together as the vacant lands being worth something, I don't see anything wrong with the valuation of that property based on the information that my appraisers has gathered and the way we have put the value together.
Did you hear all that?
Yes, I do, but I disagree with that because I was going to even have it auctioned off from an auctioneer down there that's all he does. In fact, he advised me against it because he said, we're just not able to basically give these properties away anymore. And he said, I doubt very seriously, he said, if you could get $1 million bid on it.
Okay.
So are you saying
I think it should be brought down to $1 million in all fairness.
All right. We have it appraised right now at
$1 million.
Now, is that the whole thing or just the theater part?
Just the theater part. We have appraised at $1 million.
I'm talking about the whole thing because the auctioneer was taking everything together.
Okay.
He's talking both tracks.
Yeah, he was talking about, well, actually, I got PCK under the one track. The other two tracks is Green Mountain
No, we're talking about TCK right now is appraised at $1 million.
Let's don't get to...
Yeah, let's not bring up Green Mountain right now. The Green Mountain Tract LC?
Yeah. Well, see, TCK actually owns a limited partnership, too. Green Mountain.
We're talking about the theater and the land that the theater sits on.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, because I was incorporating everything, because when I got with that auctioneer... He wanted the whole 9 yards, and he said the whole 9 yards, all three of those tracks together. He was doubtful if we could even sell it, period. And he said if he could, he said, I would just about bet you anything you want to bet, you wouldn't bring $1 million.
All right.
Forget that.
Okay, let me switch gears here, and we're going to talk about the land valuation now on the Green Mountain property. For board members, it's the board case 006.
The Green Mountain Tract
that is the vacant land. It shows that you paid $50,000 for that back when you bought it years ago. And
right.
What currently it is appraised at $362. What do you see the valuation of that property being?
Truthfully, I don't think I could get $150,000 for it.
Okay. All right. And that's okay. So do you have any other information about that comparable sales in the area, or just based off what the auctioneer is telling you and market values? You're saying that you couldn't get $150,000 for that. Is there any other information you want to give us so we can? Pass it to...
Well, the only other information is that there was one party that, you know, asked my realtor about it, and he had a price at $150,000 for making an offer. The guy said, well, that's just out of the question. He said, I wouldn't want to embarrass you. He wouldn't make an offer.
All right.
A couple of questions. First of all, who is this auctioneer you're talking with?
He's the main auctioneer in that area off the top of the head. It escapes me.
All right. Next question, Kelly.
Billy Long. Billy Long is the auctioneer.
All right.
Are you saying that you would sell these two properties for $1 million?
Well, he told me he wouldn't even bring $1 million.
I mean, are you saying that you would sell them for $1 million?
Well, I wouldn't sell them now because I went ahead and threw in another $300,000 plus and have it under a lease now.
Okay.
So what would you sell it for right now, the whole package? $1.3 million?
If somebody could lay $1.3 million cash on the table. You know, cash talks, but right now it's to open up on July the 15th under the new leasing.
Gotcha. All right. Board members, any other questions?
I'd like to make an offer.
You can't do that. Any other board members? Board member questions, anybody? Anybody? All right, Lee, I appreciate the time. What's going to happen is the Board of Equalization will, which consists of five members here, voting members, will make a decision at the end of the day, at the worst case, at the next BOE session, and you will be notified in mail, via mail, of what the decision was.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, appreciate your time. Thank you, and have a good day.
Okay, thank you, likewise, everyone.
All right, bye-bye. All right, moving on to the next one at 10:45. If you would pull up BOE 007, please. 007 for those, and that is. I bet you.
I guess that's me.
All right.
Is it very well prepared? I just handed this.
That's Mr. Stuff. White.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, give us a moment just to pull up the file and this is reviewed. So it's Mr. Wright.
I heard you say a while ago. We need to prove our cases, and I was just handed this stuff, and I have practically nothing.
All right, well, we'll still hear you here.
How'd you do it from 4 to 7, sir?
Well, we just did. Well, I don't know, there isn't. We were on number 5 and 6.
We're not in BOE number order.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wondered.
Is this right?
This is right.
This is right, okay.
Right, which is 1045 agenda, and right. It's 007.
Okay.
$450,000 purchase price.
Right, so did everyone pull that pile
up? What did you say?
You said it was a $450,000 purchase price on your...
Well, actually, we paid $425,000, and then she put some extras in it. I think there was like $15,000 or so.
Okay, just give us one second here. Chuck, everyone's got it up?
Yep.
All right, so you probably heard some of this spiel. You've been sitting here for a little while. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us about why the assessment you believe is too high.
Well, I'll go back to last year. I know I came over and talked to James, and I heard that was a new year that they were reassessing everything that year. What I was comparing to last year when we paid our taxes was Building 1, and you never know for sure whether somebody's telling you the truth, but in round figures, the top floor, same square footage we've got, they said their taxes were like $1,500 to $2,000. Ours were $3,885. So that's what I came over last year to say, why is there so much difference for the same square footage unit in the same complex? Now, to jump forward to this year, we went ahead and paid them last year, and I supposedly paid them under protest and probably nothing I can do about it. But this year now, Charles Ingram has been foreclosed on. My wife just got out of the hospital, and now she's got a whole stack of papers on this foreclosure she's trying to straighten out.
Okay.
We called Lenora Kay, which is with Coldwell Bankers. Uh-huh. We called Jim Stevenson, which is a real estate. They won't even estimate what these condos are worth for this year. She said, you're going to be lucky to even sell it. The units right across the lake from us was 300 and some thousand. They sold all them for like $150,000. We're in a heck of a mess right now.
Okay.
It's all foreclosed on. And one other question I'd say, and then I'll shut up. How did we even get a certificate of occupancy for this building last year to move into it? We were the first ones. Since then, there's been five of them, Jim Hall and Ed Akers. They've transferred from the other building over to this building. But this building's completely unfinished. It's never been finished. The units are empty. There's 15 empty units. We can't even sell any of them for a year and a half now. Not a one of them really is sold.
So you bought the space in November 21st of 2008.
Yes, sir.
And did you move in immediately, or was it complete at that point?
No. They let us go ahead and move in. We moved in sometime last of December.
So you moved in December.
And nothing else. I mean, nothing's ever been done since. Everything's deteriorating. Like I said, Joe Hall then bought one. Last year.
Okay.
I guess you guys know Aunt Joe Hall. He's, and Ed Akers transferred from the other building this year over. But the rest of this building, I mean, the building's not even completed, done. All the construction stuff still scattered around. My question was, how did we even get to move in with all that like that?
And you paid $425,000 and then paid $25,000. You paid $425,000.
We paid $425,000 at the closing, and then I don't know. She put some extras in.
That's fine.
I think it was like $15,000.
And
either.
One last question for you before everyone asks a question: what do you think the valuation should be?
That's the reason I called these real estate people, and they said, "Hey, we can't even sell it for you now."
So what are you asking for?
Well, I would have liked to make it. The reason we bought this was to turn around and resell it. Sure. We've been there a year and a half and can't even get it on. Nobody wants to take it on the market.
Right.
So I honestly, like I said, I was a construction worker. I'm not into this. My wife just got out of the hospital, and she's the brains of the family.
What are you asking for, son? I got to know what you're asking for.
Well, we was going to ask $400,000, and we can't even get them to list it.
Okay. So you think the valuation's around $400,000, $375,000 to $400,000?
Well, I would like to get back at least what I got in it, but I don't know. Since they foreclosed on it, they're telling me now that if a Great Southern Bank
right
puts all of them up for sale, they might go for $150,000.
They might.
So I don't know.
Okay. So let me start this in with questions. Go ahead. Danny, questions?
I'd say he made a good point when he said his wife, had the brains of the deal. That's a good point. I wondered, now you've got four or five occupants of the
There's five in a 20-unit building.
And the rest of it, when you're talking about that, because this had been talked about before, as the rest of the building, is it totally unfinished, or is it, I think there was some conversation last year about being 85% finished or something like that, or 75%.
I would say 75 to maybe 80% finished.
Okay, but the rest of the buildings, intact, there's still construction stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's a Great Southern Bank that came in the other day and said that they were going to maybe try to clean a lot of that up. There's reinforcing wire and rod and everything just scattered everywhere. Matt Ingram was the builder. Charles Ingram was the developer, I guess you would call him. Matt Ingram, his son, was the builder. And they've just left everything scattered around, nothing completely finished. The bank said, well, we got to do something. There's not even, they've started a parking car garage in building two next to us. There's no safety wires around it. The people could walk off the walls. And
it's
really a mess.
You are in the city of Branson limits.
Well, that was controversy. If you go up to the license bureau, they say, absolutely not. You're not in the city. But then at the tax office here, they say, yeah, we're showing you in the city. So
okay.
When you come up Fagan Street, I guess at the top of the hill is where Fagan stops.
Okay.
And then Riverstone Drive starts.
Right.
And they say the last little half a block there, I understand, according to the city hall here, is in the city. So.
Okay. Dave, you have a question?
Yeah, well, I'll be the first to admit property value today is different than it was. This is our evaluation. What we have to deal with is January 1st of 2009. That's when the assessment was set for a two-year period. You bought it just about a month and a half before that. Your unit is complete. That you're living in, right?
Yes,
not the rest of the building, but your unit.
Well, most of it is. Some of the columns on the back are not done, okay. The stone, but that doesn't hurt the living.
Okay. I do have a question for James.
But while I'm still on that, when you compare the taxes I paid last year to the ones in the next building, why is there, I mean, same square footage, why is there so almost twice the difference?
Scroll that around, Christy, over there. You got 62.7. Put you over his. 83, okay. Next one over. 62,750, okay. All right.
He's got an edge unit, though.
110, that other end is very high.
Yeah. Well, that there are a lot bigger units down there.
Yeah, they're not all beautiful.
I'm talking about building one now. Why is there so much difference between building one and two? Or building three, excuse me.
You're in building...
Building one and three.
You're in building...
Three.
Three.
Building one, same square footage, is built just before ours.
Yeah.
They told me their taxes ran $1,500 to $2,000.
Where is building one here? It's back over off the bluff a little bit, isn't it?
It's not...
It's right next to ours, right across. Just the driveway between
them. But yours is on the bluff and the other one's in the parking lot.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the gentleman before I have the assessor speak? James, go ahead.
This was a condo that was basically just caught up in the process of what's a condo worth, and it's sold, like I say, David brought forward as so close to appraisal date.
Right.
We applied everything the same. Now, some condos that were unfinished by the developer, I think he brought in front of this BOE and said they're unfinished, and you guys as the BOE did percentage those on. So that would show a discrepancy in values as something being 50, 60, 70% done. But as far as some of they're not all the same as I can recall. There's some loss involved. There's some corner units involved. And I do have two other sales. One from Mr. Akers for $428,000 this year, and I don't think they're relevant to your value.
Their units on that end are quite a bit larger than the other end of the building.
Right. I don't know. It's just up to this BOE what they do with these, because I don't believe we are wrong as far as how we valued this January 1, 2009, 18 months ago.
Let me ask you a question, James. The POA, it's a condo association, basically, and there's going to be some common grounds. How much of the common grounds is part of the valuation of his property?
I think just $30,000.
With the recent, of course, we're going off January 1st, 2009. It's not,
right.
It's an odd year. So based off of that, was that accurate back then, you think?
I think it was absolutely accurate back then. The problem I have and try to express to people, and it's unacceptable to people, is this is all going to be revealed in 2011.
Yeah.
This information is piling up to come on in 2011.
Let me go back to, okay, Building 1, you know where that is. You've been out there. Mm-hmm. Which is right across the parking lot from us. Mm-hmm. Why would their taxes be, let me round it off, and more than they said, $2,000? Ours, my unit, same square footage, is $3,885.
Well,
that was last year's.
There is a question on what's in the city and what's not out of the city. If
They're both in the city.
I don't know, Mr. Carr. I'm sitting here without the ample supply of records that you're asking, posing the question to. Yeah. I think we went through those last year, if I remember right, and pointed that all
out. We talked about it.
So I'm not sitting here looking at records of four or five buildings to explain. I guarantee you 100% there is an explanation, and I don't care to find it for you.
Yeah. I know last year when I paid these, they said, well, pay them on their protest and then come. I couldn't come to a board last year. They said, come in this year. So,
all right. Any other questions for this gentleman? All right. Well, thank you. We'll notify you by mail from the clerk's office of what the vote is comes out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. We've got like 3 minutes here, which is going to be BOE number 010, which is the 11 o'clock. If someone needs a quick break, you've got 3 minutes. Go ahead and do it, guys, and let's just call it a 3-minute recess. Let's just do it. 3 minutes.